Protests in Chile began early last month after a price hike in bus and subway fares went into effect. But those protests have grown into something a lot bigger. Today, Chile's President Sebastián Piñera announced new security measures and penalties for vandalism. At least 20 people have been killed in violence over the past 2 weeks. United Nations investigators, along with Amnesty International, are looking into hundreds of allegations of abuse by security forces. The protests are expected to continue. In the south of Chile, in the city of Temuco, another striking scene was playing out. The destruction of several monuments.
Se destruyeron varios monumentos.
That's Natalia Caniguan. She's an anthropologist in Temuco and also a member of Chile's biggest indigenous group, the Mapuche.
Que Pedro Valdivia, el conquistador español que llega a...
Natalia says that several monuments were destroyed, including the bust of Pedro Valdivia, the Spanish conquistador who arrived in Chile in the 1500s, the start of colonization. Another monument was beheaded. Some people in Chile see this as vandalism, but Veronica Figueroa Wencho says otherwise. She's with the University of Chile in Santiago. She's also Mapuche. Veronica, what does the tearing down of these statues mean?
For many years, we had to see this image of these conquerors, you know, outside of our homes, outside of our community. And I think that is a way to show to this Chilean nation and to the world our discontent and to show that we are living. You know, indigenous people, we are the 13% of the population in Chile. But our indicators of poverty and safety are poorer. I think that is an important thing to say is that because we were poor, because we didn't have access to formal education, our access to university is very recently. And for that reason, our skills in English is very limited. So I will appreciate your patience for that. You know, I think that inequality have so many expressions for indigenous people is tough.
Veronica, what is the indigenous language for the Mapuche?
We talk Mapudungun. It's important to say that in Chile, we existed before the creation of the nation state, but all our cultures were removed from public space, from schools, from political space. And for that reason, the Mapudungun and another indigenous language were loose.
So Mapudungun, the language, was largely lost.
Yeah.
History is very important to this story. What is the history of the relationship between the Mapuche people and the Chilean government?
It's very brutal. The Chilean state born in 1810, and this state tried to create just one nation, one culture, and that culture was the Chilean nation, not the indigenous nation.
So for Mapuche and other indigenous peoples in Chile, once Chile became a nation state, your territories were basically taken over and your nation and identity not recognized.
Yes. And it's important to mention that one of our important demands right now is our recognition in the Constitution. Because this, our ancestral authority doesn't exist in the formal institutional in Chile. And I think that for that reason, in the middle of this protest in Chile, we try to put, you know, in the political agenda our own demands. We think that we have an opportunity to educate Chilean people.
Are there indigenous members of the Chilean government?
No.
None.
And that is an important thing because never an indigenous have political power in any institution or in any space of representation.
I noticed that many protesters are taking up the cause of indigenous peoples. The indigenous flag of Chile has been part of protests in places like Santiago.
Yes, yes. And it's important, you know, see our flag wave in all the protests, because that means two things. You know that Chilean people are trying to understand our demands. And I think that these flags are becoming a symbol of descolonization. And it's very powerful. It's very powerful because I think that is the first time in our history that in our recent history that we have attention, you know, about what we are.
Do you think that the destruction of these monuments, of the conquistadors, do you think that's going to help you push forward your agenda?
I think that an important part of the Chilean society understood the symbolism of the destruction of that statues. But I'm not so sure if the political class understand the importance of the destruction of that statues. And I think that this is a way to demonstrate we are not agree how the government are making their decisions.
Veronica Figueroa Wencho is a Mapuche scholar at the University of Chile. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.